The first time I ever saw a movie at the Cinémathèque Française, I thought, only the French would house a cinema inside a palace. The movie was Sam Fuller's Shock Corridor. Its images were so powerful, it was like being hypnotized. I was 20 years old. It was the late 60s, and I'd come to Paris for a year to study French. But it was here that I got my real education. I became a member of what in those days was kind of a Freemasonry. The Freemasonry of cinephiles. What we'd call film buffs. I was one of the insatiables. The ones you'd always find sitting closest to the screen. Why did we sit so close? Maybe it was because we wanted to receive the images first, when they were still new, still fresh, before they cleared the hurdles of the rows behind us, before they'd been relayed back from row to row, spectator to spectator, until worn out secondhand, the size of a postage stamp, they returned to the projectionist cabin. Maybe, too, the screen really was a screen. It screened us from the world. But there was one evening in the spring of 1968 when the world finally burst through the screen.
Obéissant à une obscure coalition d'intérêts inavouables, le ministre Malraux a fait chasser Henri Langlois de la Cinémathèque française.
À Chaillot, vous avez pu vérifier ce qu'était une conception libre et juste de la culture cinématographique.
Sous des prétextes bureaucratiques, les pires ennemis de la culture ont reconquis ce bastion de la liberté.
Ne vous laissez pas faire! La liberté ne se reçoit pas!
Elle se prend!
Tous ceux qui aiment le cinéma
en France
et dans le monde
sont avec vous!
Sont avec Henri Langlois!
It was Henri Langlois who created the Cinémathèque, and it was because he liked to show movies instead of letting them rot in some underground vault. Show any movies, good, bad, old, new, silent, westerns, thrillers, that all the new wave filmmakers came here to learn their craft. This is where modern cinema was born. Langlois had been sacked by the government, and it seemed like every film buff in Paris had turned out in protest. It was our very own cultural revolution.
Absolument. S'il te plaît. Qui en veut ça? Couleur Muller.
Quoi?
Je te demande d'enlever ma cigarette. Elle est collée.
Bon, bon, oui, oui, oui. Bien sûr.
Aïe.
Pardon.
What are you? English?
No, American.
You can put it out now. What's your name?
Matthew.
You're here a lot, huh? But you never talk to anyone. I've been wondering why you're always alone.
I don't really know anybody. How come you're chained to the gate?
I'm not chained to the gate. You're awfully clean.
What?
For someone who likes the cinema so much. Do you know Jacques?
Jacques.
If shit could shit, it would smell just like Jacques. My brother's gone to talk to him. When he gets back, you'll be able to smell Jacques on him. It's like being around pain.
You speak English really well.
What?
You speak English really well.
Oh, my mother's English. Oh, yes, too. I introduce you just to give us a name.
Come on.
Il y a Godard, il y a Chamerolle, il y a Rivette, il y a Renoir, il y a Jean Rouge, Romère, Signoret, Jean Marais, puis aussi, je sais pas. Ah oui, il y a Marcel Carnet. Qu'est-ce qu'il fout là, Carnet? On l'a jamais vu, là, de Cinémathèque.
Mais qu'est-ce qu'on fait? On part, on reste? Quoi?
Je sais pas.
Théo? C'est Matthew. You were right, he's American.
Ouais.
I've seen you around. You've been coming to all the Nicolas Rays.
Yeah, I really like his movies.
What? They Live by Night?
Mm-mm, more like Johnny Guitar, Rebel Without a Cause.
You know what Godard wrote about him?
No, what?
Nicolas Ray is cinema.
Chut, chut, chut,
moi?
Reste avec moi. Vite.
That's how I first met Theo and Isabel. I could hear my heart pounding. I don't know if it was because I'd just been chased by the police or because I was already in love with my new friends. As we walked and talked and talked and talked about politics, about movies, why the French could never come close to producing a good rock band.
I'm starving.
I forgot the sandwiches.
I didn't want that night ever to end.
Yes.
Didn't you bring anything?
No, I'm okay. Please, eat. Don't mind me. No, I'm really not hungry.
I've broken it now. Take it.
You're very kind, but
I'm... For goodness sake, take it when you offer it.
Thank you.
Leo?
Huh?
Do you have something for Matthew?
This is fine.
I give him a set of mine.
Okay. I didn't come here to eat your sandwiches.
He doesn't want it.
Yes, he does. It's just too polite to say he does, aren't you, Matthew?
Very kind.
So, where are you from exactly?
San Diego. What about you two? Were you both born in Paris?
I entered this world on the Champs-Élysées. 1959, sur le trottoir des Champs-Élysées. And you know what my very first words were?
No, what?
New York Herald Tribune! New York Herald Tribune! New York Herald Tribune! New York Herald Tribune!
Est-ce que tu m'accompagnes, Aaron?
Here! Right here! Here!
Good night, Matthew!
Good night.
In a trunk in the Princess Theater in Pocatello, I'm a bookstore in a trunk in the Princess Theater.
Dear Mom, I got some real news this time. I just met my first French friends.
Don't be suspicious, it's me.
Taylor?
Don't tell me I woke you up.
No, I've been up for ages.
You don't sound as if you've been up for ages.
I always sound like this in the morning.
Sorry, I had to call you early because I've got a class at 9.
Right.
Listen, you want to have dinner?
Tomorrow night, with Izan?
You mean like a real dinner in a nice restaurant?
No, not in a restaurant. Here. At home?
Yeah, I'm sure that would be great.
Yes? Okay, why don't you meet...
Please get off the phone, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, yes. Well, why don't you meet us for a drink first at the Raspail, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
You know where it is?
Boulevard Saint-Germain.
Be there at 6.
Troisième étage? You know, there's room in here for all of us. What?
We're very contagious.
Contagious? For fuck, tu nous attrapes.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais là, toi?
Bah, on fait pour dîner.
Quoi?
Avec Mathieu. T'as pas prévenu, Isabelle?
Quel Mathieu? This Mathieu. He's our new friend. Mathieu, this is my mother.
Hi.
Very pleased to meet you, Mathieu.
Likewise.
Oh, you're American, are you?
Yeah, I'm from California.
Oh. Mathieu lives in a nasty student hotel rue Malbranche, so we invited him to dinner. Hein? Mais qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Que veux-tu que tu répondes, Isabelle? Je suis en train de faire la cuisine pour deux. Tu m'annonces qu'on soit à 5.
Mais quoi, Théo t'as pas dit?
Eh bien non, Théo ne m'a rien dit, toi non plus d'ailleurs.
T'es vraiment bête, hein? Qu'est-ce que t'as dans ta grosse tête? La purée de patate!
Mais qu'est-ce que tu racontes? C'était toi qui viens de dire, Isabelle?
Mais t'es débile ou quoi? Hein?
Put a stop in here, too. I must apologize for my children's behavior, Matthew.
No, I'm the one who should be apologizing. Please don't put yourself out on account of me.
That's very sweet of you, seeing as you're completely blameless. Let me look at you. Okay, I want you to make a good impression on Papa.
Hmm.
Papa, c'est moi. On dîne à la maison.
La cinémathèque.
Fermée jusqu'au nouvel ordre.
Papa, can't you see we have a guest? This is Matthew.
Oh. Sir, Matthew.
Matthew's dining with us tonight.
My young Matthew, inspiration is like a baby. It does not choose a nice, seemly hour to enter the world. It has no consideration for the poor poets, I know. But when it does come, when it deigns to come, then, you know, it's... Young man, I was speaking to you. I imagine you were listening.
I'm sorry.
What?
Nothing. I was just
You seem to be mesmerized by this tin lighter. I'd like to know why. Well?
George, please. Matthew's our guest.
No. I'm genuinely curious. I'd like to know why.
I was fidgeting with Isabel's lighter, and I wasn't really realizing it, and then I noticed, and I thought it was rude, so I put it down on the table. But I put it diagonally across one of these squares, do you see? Look. That's when I noticed that the lighter's length is exactly the same length as the diagonal itself. So I put it lengthwise, along the outside edge. Look, it fits there, too.
Yeah.
But it fits there. And it fits like this, and like this. And this way, too. And I bet you if I just split it in half, you know, it's got to fit somewhere. I mean, it really fits anyway. Look. See? I was noticing that the more you look at it, everything... this table, the objects on it, the refrigerator, this room, your nose, the world. Suddenly, you realize that there's some sort of cosmic harmony of shapes and sizes. I was just wondering why. I don't know why that is. I know that it is.
You have an interesting friend here. More interesting, I suspect, than you know. I mean, when we look around us, what is it we see? Le chaos, n'est-ce pas? Complete chaos. Yet, viewed from above, viewed, as it were, by God, everything suddenly fits together. My children believe that their demonstrations and sit-ins and happenings, well, they believe that these possess the capacity not only to provoke society, but also to transform it.
What is it you're saying? If Langlois is dismissed, we shouldn't do anything? If immigrants are deported? If students are beaten up? We shouldn't do anything.
What I'm saying is that a little lucidity would not go amiss.
So, everyone's wrong but you? In France, in Italy, Germany, America?
Listen to me, Theo. Before you can change the world, you must realize you yourself are part of it. You cannot stand outside looking in.
You're the one who stands outside. You're the one who refused to sign a petition against the Vietnam War.
Poets don't sign petitions, they sign poems.
The petition is a poem.
Yes! And a poem is a petition. Thank you, Theo, but I'm not Gaga yet. I don't need you to remind me of my own work. Hmm?
That's right. Petition est un poème. A poem est une petition.
Yes.
Those are the most famous lines you ever wrote. And now look at you. J'espère que je ne deviendrai jamais comme lui.
Taya, we should say goodnight, darling. We've got a long day ahead of us tomorrow.
George.
Oui, excuse-moi, tu disais?
Tu disais qu'il faut qu'on se couche. Et puis tu avais quelque chose à dire aux enfants, non?
Oui, bien sûr. Pardon. J'ai laissé les chèques comme toujours sur la cheminée, vous savez où, mais vous ne les toucherez que lorsque vous en aurez besoin, d'accord? Good night, everybody.
Bonsoir, papa, bon voyage.
Bonne nuit, ma chérie. Théo? A very good night to you, Matthew.
It's a pleasure meeting you, sir. A pleasure.
Very nice meeting you, Matthew. Oh,
you too. Thank you so much for dinner.
It's my pleasure. Why do you invite Matthew to spend the night? I'm not sure I like the sound of Hotel Malbranche. Bonsoir. Philosophical speculations of yours.
I didn't know I was being philosophical.
Papa was awfully impressed.
I was full of shit. I think you're lucky. I wish my parents were that nice.
Other people's parents are always nicer than our own. And yet, for some reason, our own grandparents are always nicer than other people's.
You know, that's true. That's absolutely true. I never thought about it before, but it's true.
Matthew, you sweet. This is double the length of wine for bed. Are you staying?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Good night, Matthew.
Everybody's got a father.
Yes.
But the fact that God doesn't exist doesn't mean he can take his place, you know?
Keep it now. Keep
Good morning.
What is that all about?
I was removing his sleep from your eyes. Dale lets me do his every morning.
This is a strange thing to want to do.
Didn't you enjoy it?
Is that supposed to?
Naturally. Up, 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 up! What are you waiting for?
Oh, I'm not dressed.
Future in my memory. I shall live a great deal.
Queen Christina, where Greta Garbo bids farewell to the room in which she spent the night with John Gilbert.
Bravo! Alors, we have a private wing to ourselves. The bathroom is at the end of the corridor. If you aren't there in 1 minute, we're coming back to get you. No.
Sure. I'll use my finger.
Okay. Sleep well?
Yeah. I mean, fine.
Like
I really should be going.
Oh, look at such a pretty girl.
Ignore her, Matthew. She sucks in all the air around her.
No, I really have to be getting back to my hotel.
No, why? We were going to invite you to stay.
Really?
Sure. You know, our parents have left. They're going to be in Trouville for a month. We thought you might like to move your things here.
Really?
Sure.
But you just met me 2 days ago. You barely even know me.
This way we'll get to know you. You don't have to stay in a hotel, do you?
No.
Then we'll go and pick up what you need with my mobilette, okay? Come on.
But what about you?
That's my idea. Whoa!
Check out the Cinematheque, just in case.
Okay.
Don't take too long.
Don't worry, I won't. I don't have much stuff.
With us, you're not going to need much.
Okay.
Just don't forget your toothbrush.
Okay.
Dear Mom, I guess you're surprised to be hearing from me so soon after my last letter. But I've just moved out of my hotel and into an apartment belonging to a famous French author, whose children are the same age as me and have the same interests. I know how pleased you'll be to hear I'm getting in with the right kind of people. Say hello to Father. I hope he's not still mad at me.
Listen to this, Matthew. The difference between Keaton and Chaplin is the difference between prose and poetry. Between the aristocrat and the tramp, between eccentricity and mysticism, between man as a machine and man as a... Hello?
That's good. Except for me, there's no comparison.
Why? Is Chaplin's incomparable?
No. Because Keaton is incomparable.
Keaton? So Keaton's greater than Chaplin?
Absolutely, I do.
Oh, you're not serious.
Of course I am.
You're crazy.
Oh, come on, Theo, in the first place, you can't deny that Keaton's funnier than Chaplin.
Yes, I can.
You don't think that Keaton is funnier than Chaplin?
I don't think anyone's funnier than Chaplin.
Keaton is. Even when he's not doing anything, he's funny.
And he looks like Godard.
Keaton is a real filmmaker. Chaplin, all he cares about is his own performance, his own ego.
It's bullshit.
That's not bullshit.
Yes, it is.
Something
I think you Americans understand fuck all about your own culture. No wonder you've never got the point of Jerry Lewis.
Oh, don't even get me started on Jerry Lewis.
Listen, Matthew, when Chaplin wanted to have a beautiful shot in you, better than Keaton, better than anybody. You remember the last shot of City Lights? He looks at the flower girl. She looks at him. And don't forget, she'd been blind, so she was seeing him for the very first time. And it's as if, through her eyes, we also seen him for the very first time. Charlie Chaplin, Charlo, the most famous man in the world. And it's as if we've never really seen him before. Yeah, if you play that fucking record again, I'll break it into a thing.
You're not generous, Chaplin.
Stop it!
I said stop it, Isabel!
Matthew, tell me, what film?
What?
Name a film! Name a film where someone tapped something drives someone else crazy!
Ah,
no! Top hat!
Fred Astaire is dancing over Ginger Rogers' room. And she's mad because you wakes her up. I'm right.
Il est bon.
I'm right.
Tu penses ce que je pense?
Quoi?
Bande à part.
Oh, t'as raison.
Why are you two looking at me like that?
Well, you see my little Matthew? There's something Joe and I have been meaning to do for a long time, but we've been waiting for the right person to do it with. And I think you're finally it.
To do what?
Try to beat the record of Bonaparte.
What record?
Well, you've seen Bonaparte, haven't you?
Yeah.
You remember the scene where the three of them race through the Louvre?
Vaguely, remind me.
And they try to beat the world record of 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're going to beat their record. What?
What's the matter? Nothing, really. I'm...
Not afraid, are you?
No. Well, I'm not afraid.
What then?
It's easy for you two. I'm an American. What you French call an alien.
So,
if I get caught, I get deported.
But don't worry, little man. We're not going to get caught.
Yeah, you don't know that.
We weren't caught in Bonaparte. And if we beat the record, we won't be caught either.
It's a movie.
Go get Papa stopwatch. Come on.
It's a great idea.
Matthew, this is a test. Are you going to pass it or fail it? Be careful. A lot depends on how you answer.
Oh,
Matthew! My little Matthew! You were wonderful! We accept him, one of us. We accept him, one of us.
We accept him, one of us. We accept him, we accept him. Google Gobble, Google Gobble.
We accept him, one of us.
One of us.
When your mother sends back all your invitations, your sister, he explained that you're tired of yourself and all of your creation. Won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Won't you come see me?
Ça, c'est maman.
Je suis trop mouillée pour répondre.
She's smart, but she doesn't know how to deal with parents.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not enough to ignore them. They should all be arrested, put on trial, confess their crimes, sent to the country for self-criticism and re-education!
They're already in the country.
They're on the seaside. It's pas pareil. Allô? Allô? Tant pis.
My parents never go anywhere. At least you have the house to yourselves.
Where are you going?
I gotta get out of these clothes.
It'll be cold in your room. Come into mine.
Okay.
Wear this. This.
I'm going to get a coca. Want one?
Okay.
I was
dressing.
Bum 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 bum. Doo doo doo. Bum 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 bum.
Sounds like this, with a singer and a feather.
Have you seen this film?
We saw it together.
We did? Give me a clue.
Certainly not.
Come on, be a sport. The director's name?
No.
The number of words in the title?
I said no.
Isabelle!
No!
The first letter of the first word.
God, you're pathetic. Isn't he pathetic, Matthew? Don't you think he's pathetic?
Matthew, I bet you know.
Don't you dare help him. Did the Sphinx give Oedipus a clue?
Bum, 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 bum.
Give up?
Yeah.
Blown Venus.
Eh, merde.
Marlene Dietrich, 1932.
I know that.
Forfeit.
You insist?
I dare you to do now. In front of us, what I've watched you do. In front of her.
Who? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do, my pet. Forfeit.
What a bitch you are. You're a bitch and a sadist.
Are you going to pay the forfeit or not?
Very well.
I want you to do it the way you did it when you thought no one was watching. Let's have a drink. I'll meet you downstairs. Matthew?
Yes? Yes. You'd meet you at 3 a.m. Come on, you can tell me. Why? Why aren't you just a tiny bit excited?
What is it exactly you're trying to get me to say?
Nothing.
Ask you a question. I suppose you know who you sound like.
Who?
Isabel.
Why not? She's my twin sister.
You two are twins?
Yes. She'd be me if she wanted that.
It's crap. You're not identical.
Yes, we are. We're Siamese twins. Joined here.
You're a strange one, Dale. Half an hour ago, I saw you look at her as though you wanted to strangle her.
I did?
I don't understand you.
Do you have any brothers?
I have two older sisters.
Didn't you ever want to strangle them?
Of course I did, but I never masturbated in front of them, and they never forced me to do anything I never wanted to do.
You think Isabel forced me, do you?
Deep down, I knew things couldn't go on as before. Now the stakes have been raised. But for a while, at least, there did seem to be a kind of truce between Teo and Isabel. And then, one evening...
What film?
What film?
Name a film where a cross marks the spot of a murder, or pay the forfeit. You two met here.
Me? What have I done?
Name a film, or pay the forfeit. Time's up.
Time's up? You didn't even give me a chance.
The film?
Scarface, Howard Hawks, 1932.
And the forfeit?
Well, now, as you know, Isabel, I'm not a sadist. I just want to see everyone happy, no one left out. So, I'd like you and Matthew to make love in front of me. But not in here. I don't fancy sleeping in someone else's revolting smack. No offense, Matthew.
Where?
In the spare room. In front of the Delacroix. Maybe one reproduction will inspire another.
I won't do it.
You won't do it?
You wouldn't.
Matthew isn't my type.
Okay.
La mer qu'on voit danser le long du golfe clair a des reflets d'argent. La mer, des reflets changeants la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez
Matthew!
Maison rouillée, la mer. Matthew.
Yes?
This is silly. Come out of there.
Resist. Look.
Shut up, okay?
Okay. No, Matthew, you aren't being very gallant. Is the prospect of making love to me so hateful?
Seeing you. I saw you in bed together.
Oh. Our guest has been spying on us.
Now that wasn't a friendly thing to do, Matthew. Especially when you've been so hospitable.
Okay, look. I'm now resisting.
You, Matthew, to keep my image next to your heart.
I didn't.
Oh, Matthew. Oh, come on. Oh, wake up. Oh, come on, wake up.
Isabel?
No, I'm Theo.
Where is Isabel? You have to help me.
That was better.
I saw you at the Cinematheque here in Dale. You look so cool. So sophisticated.
Like a movie star.
I was. I was acting, maybe.
Aren't you and Dale? Come together the way that you are.
To you and me. I'd love it for sight.
But he's never been inside you.
He's always inside.
What would you do if your parents found out?
It's never happened.
Yeah, I know, but, what if it did?
It's never, never happened.
I understand that, but let's say that it did happen. What would you do?
I would kill myself. Where are you going?
The kitchen. I have to get some
love.
Try a little bit.
No, thank you.
I want you to know that I'm grateful.
Grateful?
You remember what you told me in the cafe about you and Isabel?
Hmm.
You were right. I mean, for me, you two are... you're like two halves of the same person. And now you made me feel like I'm a part of you. Both of you.
Let's get some things straight, okay? You're a nice boy and I like you a lot. But no. It wasn't always meant to be the three of us. I told you something else, remember? That Lisa and I are Siamese twins.
Yeah.
I wasn't joking.
This?
That, my dear brother, is a cheese fondue accompanied by a compote of broccoli and prunes.
And this?
That's ratatouille.
And you expect me to eat this mug?
You expected me to cook it.
I prefer to starve.
You will. There's nothing else in the house. Matthew? Can I serve you? The fondue de ratatouille.
Which is which?
This is fondue and this is ratatouille.
No, this is the fondue and this is the ratatouille.
The ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
That's fine.
Just eat it as if you're in some exotic country you've never visited before, and this is the national dish.
It looks like it's vomiting in rivers.
It's horrible, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Isabel. I know you tried.
Thank you, Matthew. I'm glad somebody appreciates my efforts.
You say there's nothing in the house?
Nothing you'd want to eat.
And we cashed all the checks?
Yes.
So what do we do now?
I'm going to call Papa.
Like a rump steak.
That's dégueulasse.
Oh, look.
What about this banana?
One banana for three of us?
Yes.
I'm starving.
Let me see it.
Why?
Just let me see it.
What are you doing?
Just watch.
Arrête de me faire chier, Patrick.
Non, c'est simple, t'es plus avec nous, Théo.
Mais si, j'ai toujours été là, mais en ce moment, c'est compliqué.
Mais pourquoi?
C'est compliqué parce que c'est compliqué, arrête de me faire chier, je peux pas t'expliquer, faut que j'y arrive.
Pauvre petit.
Théo, attends-moi. Un petit souvenir du Népal.
Oh, non, merci. Comment?
Tu m'appelles?
D'accord. Avec plaisir. À bientôt.
We hardly left the apartment anymore. We didn't know or care if it was day or night. It felt as if we were drifting out to sea, leaving the world far behind us.
Too strong for you?
That was really good.
Good?
Yeah.
Again?
No.
Captain is God. That's you.
I don't believe in God, but if I did, he would be a black left-handed guitarist. This is not Chaplin and Keaton. This is Clapton and Hendrix.
Matthew, Clapton reinvented the electric guitar.
Matthew,
believe me.
Clapton plugs in a guitar.
Okay, Jim Hendrix,
he plugs in an electric guitar and he plays it like an acoustic guitar. Hendrix plugs in an electric guitar. He plays with his teeth. There are soldiers in the Vietnam War right now. Who are they listening to? Clapton? No. They're listening to Hendrix, the guy who tells the truth. It's fucked up. It's all fucked up.
You're talking about soldiers in Vietnam?
Yes.
Okay, what are they doing in Vietnam?
They're at war.
What are they doing? Please, tell me.
They're fighting.
Ils tuent les paysans, Mathieu.
They're dying, too.
Ils tuent les enfants, ils tuent les gens dans les fermes, ils brûlent les champs, Mathieu.
They want to be there. They want to die, and they want to kill people.
Shouldn't you be in Vietnam? Right now, shouldn't you be in Vietnam?
I don't believe in violence.
But where are you, Matthew? Shouldn't you be in Vietnam right now?
I'm lucky. I'm in a university. I have friends who aren't in university, and they're expendable. They're expendable. I am fucking lucky.
Don't
you think you can say it to the government? Oh, no, I'm against violence. I don't agree with your war. Maybe in France.
Okay, anybody
in America, you have to go. If you don't go, you go to jail. How can you
jail? I prefer to go in jail instead of killing people, Matthew. I prefer to go in jail.
You don't understand.
I read it in Cahiers du Cinéma. A filmmaker is like a peeping Tom. A voyeur. It's as if the camera is
the keyhole to your parents' bedroom. And you spy on them
And you're disgusted. And you feel guilty. But you can't... You can't look away. It makes films like Crimes and directors like criminals. Like it should be illegal.
There is my chance to be a filmmaker.
What?
My parents always left the bedroom door open.
Well, you have to direct Peter, not to me.
Maybe.
My parents only fucked once in their life. That's why we're twins. They didn't want to make it twice.
You have to say it first.
Of course, Matthew, you already said it first.
Why is that? Why is it? I have to say it.
Poor Matthew. Oh. We do love you very much.
You don't love very much. I want to be loved.
You know when someone wants it? There's no such thing as love. It only proves of love. Are you ready to give us a proof of your love?
You want proof of my love?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get out of the bath.
La petite mousse. Rasoir.
Merci.
What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
No, you're not serious.
Yes, I am.
There's nothing for you to worry about. It's an operation I've performed before.
No, no, relax. It grows back.
You're both fucking crazy!
What's the matter?
This is what you call proof of love? Turning me into a freak? One of us, one of us,
it's
one
just
of
a
us,
game.
One of us, one of us.
It's just a game!
A game? Isabel, a game? Think about it. Think about it. Is this something you do to each other? You want to shave my pubic hair? You want me to be a little boy for you? A little prepubescent tail at six that you can play games with and you can touch pee-pee, touch pee-pee. I'll show you mine. You show me yours. Come on, come on.
Just calm down. We hear you.
The other thing about it, think. You sleep in the same bed together. Every night, you bathe together, you pee in the john together. You play these little games. I wish you could step out of yourselves and just look.
Why? Why are you so cruel?
Because I love you.
You have a strange way of showing it.
No, I love you. I really love you, both of you. And I admire you. And I look at you and I listen to you and I think, you're never gonna grow. You won't grow like this. You won't. Not as long as you keep clinging to each other the way that you do. Isabel, have you ever been on a date?
A date?
Yeah, a date.
What kind of date?
Have you ever been out with a boy?
I've been out with two.
Not Dale. Have you ever been out with a boy that you met at school that you liked?
I was never taken to school prom, if that's what you mean. I'm afraid we don't have proms in France.
You have dates in France, Isabel. Come on. Have you ever been out with a boy?
Why do you keep asking me that? You know I haven't.
Would you like to?
It's an invitation.
It's an invitation. Would you like to go out on a date with me? Just the two of us. Don't look at Theo. Isabel, you don't need his permission. The front is for people who don't have dates. Or on excuse me.
Chocolate,
latte,
cacahuète, bonbon.
Ladies and gentlemen. The motion picture you are about to see is a story of music. I play the role of Tom Miller, an agent, a small-time theatrical agent who had been a... Well, you'll see. This motion picture was photographed in the grandeur of CinemaScope, and... Pardon me. Sorry I can't stay, but I have a train on tap. All the best, Georgie.
Can't stand to hear me sing again, huh?
You know it isn't that.
You'll never know.
When I looked at the TV screen, I remembered the battle of the Cinematheque. Except this time the demonstrators weren't film buffs. They weren't even just students any longer. It was hard to figure out what was happening, but it looked like shops had closed their doors, factories had gone on strike, and it was beginning to spread all over Paris.
Two and I never watched television. We're purists. Pure et dur. Well, let's go.
Yeah, but... Jesus. You're...
No.
I don't know how long I've been here, but in all that time, I haven't seen your room. You do have a room, right?
Of course I have. I don't think I always lived in Tilspix today.
How come we never go in there? How come
No, one's making love on my bed.
Well, please go.
No,
It's your room. It's part of you. I want to see it. Just tonight.
No.
I discovered a side of Isabel I'd never seen before. A secret side she hadn't wanted me to see. I suddenly thought of my sister's bedrooms in San Diego. I thought of our house and our neighbors' houses, all alike, and their green lawns, and their sprinklers, and their station wagons parked outside the garage door.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
Who are you? What are you doing in my room?
You want him?
Get out! Get out! Help! 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 Pour la vie, ta mère. On va danser.
La Révolution n'est pas un dîner de gala. Elle ne se fait pas comme une œuvre littéraire, un dessin ou une broderie. Elle ne peut s'accomplir avec autant d'élégance, de tranquillité et de délicatesse, ou avec autant de douceur, d'amabilité, de courtoisie, de retenue et de générosité d'âme. La révolution, c'est un soulèvement, un acte de violence, par lequel une classe renverse une autre.
Château Lafitte, 1955. Château Chasse-Spline, 1959. Grand Vin, 1937. Bonne fête, papa.
Again.
Listen, Matthew.
Yes?
You're a big movie buff, right?
Oui.
Then why don't you think of Mao as a great director? Making a movie with a cast of millions. All those millions of Red Guards marching together into the future with the little red book in their hands. Books, not guns. Culture, not violence. Can't you see what a beautiful, epic movie that would make?
I guess, but it's easy to say books, not guns. But it's not true. It's not books. It's book. A book. Just one book.
Shut up. You sound just like my father.
No, no. No, listen to me. The Red Guards that you admire, they all carry the same book. They all sing the same songs. They all parrot the same slogans. So in this big, epic movie, everybody is an extra. That's scary to me. That gives me the creeps. I'm sorry to say it, but for me, there is a distinct contradiction.
Why?
Because if you really believed what you were saying, you'd be out there.
Where?
Out there on the street.
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. There's something going on out there. Something that feels like it could be really important. Something that feels like things could change. Even I get that. But you're not out there. You're inside with me, drinking expensive wine, talking about film, talking about Mao's and why.
Okay, that's enough.
Well, tell me why.
That's enough.
Ask yourself why. Because I don't think you really believe it. I think you buy the land and that you put up the posters, but it ain't. I don't think you...
You speak too much.
Listen, I think you prefer when the word together means not a million, just two.
Oh, boys.
Or three.
He's a Come and join us.
No, thank you, my sweet. La pluie, la pute ici.
Merci.
I've got a surprise for you in the salon.
Ow!
More wine.
Thank you. God, you're with a spell.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
You drank.
Ah, oui, je suis sûr. Et tu es belle. À demain matin, je serai sobre. Mais toi, tu seras toujours belle.
Eh ben.
Go to sleep, Edward.
Yeah.
Il t'a dit ça?
Mais Gauthier, il a du mal à garder les yeux ouverts.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit ça, Mathieu?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit, Mathieu?
On était des monstres. Des fous.
Je veux juste que tu me dises. C'est pour toujours. C'est pour toujours.
Et ça.
Tu comprends rien.
On parle de tout ça demain, d'accord? Je te promets.
Oh.
Good. You must leave now, darling.
Already?
would you like to have dinner with them?
passe?
La police est rentrée dans la chambre!
Quoi?
La police est rentrée dans la chambre!
What's that smell?
C'est deux gars!
C'est payé.